I don't know what I'm doing here. Okay, you know, in Parshas Re'eh, I'll tell you the most famous question in Parshas Re'eh. The most famous question in Parshas Re'eh is really based on a Tosfos in the beginning of Makos. They move in Makos?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's very interesting. In this week's Parsha, we talk about Ir Nedachas. So what happens to Ir Nedachas? Two Edim come. Are you ready? You always like the questions, right? Not you. Of course. Anyway, what happens to Ir Nedachas? Two guys come and they say they saw Rove of the city, or more than Rove of the city, doing Avodah Zarah. So the city is, the Bezdin says, this city is the Ir Nedachas, and they kill the men, they kill the ladies, they kill the children, they kill the animals, they burn the houses, wipe out, okay? Wipe out completely. That's how Ir Nedachas works. The most famous question on this parasha is, every aid, in order to be kosher aid, has to be yachol hazima. You have to be mazim them. You have to be able to hazama. Now, let's say you did hazama on these two aidim. What's going to happen here? What are you going to do? Are you going to kill him and his children? No. Why won't you? Because the Gemara in Makos says, lo v'lo lezara. You don't kill his children. So the question is, if you don't kill his children, it's not kasher zama. It's not what he wanted to do. He wanted, these Edom wanted to kill men, women, children, animals, houses, and all you do is kill him. That's not kasher zama. And we have a law, we have a rule, that when you don't have kasher zama, he's never a kosher aid. So you can't be an aid if kasher zama can't happen. So therefore, how could you ever have Ir Nedachas? You never have kosher aidim. Because the aid that can't have a zama is not kosher. That's the most. And Tosos asks that question in the beginning of Makos on something else, but it can only Tosos has the answer. But Tosos' answer doesn't work by Misa. Tosos' answer doesn't work by Misa. Tosos himself says, "My answer doesn't work by Misa." So therefore, that's the most famous question. I know five answers, but not now. We're not answering the question. We're not answering now. You have a question on the question? Yeah. What?
You have to marry in order to be an aide.
What?
You have to be married in order to be an aide.
Do I have to be married in order to be an aide?
Yes.
No. So now you're going to, still, you know, it won't work. You know, that won't work. You tell me if the aide are not married, so all it is himself. But his house or his, I don't know, his animals. It's not the kasher zama. That's a very, very famous question.
Why wouldn't we burn his house down?
So we learned that from Lolo Lazaro. It could be you might burn his house down. It could be you might. You can't kill his children.
So it might work if he's not married.
What? Okay, maybe, but that's so now he just said a tremendous kiddush. That the whole thing of Ir Nedachas is only for unmarried. No, that's not true. An easy question. That one is a $10 question. For $5. It says in the Tochacha, we're going to read the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo, it says, Tachas Asheru Avatas Elkim B'Simcha. You know, all these bad things are going to happen to you because you didn't worship Hashem B'Simcha. Where does it say you have to do that? Where do you have to say, where does it ever say in the Torah you have to be happy about doing mitzvos? What? Where does it say that?
I
don't know. It's a nice song. It's a nice song. Yeah, where does it say that?
What's the question?
It says in the Tocha, you know why all these bad things happen? Because you weren't over the Hashem B'Simcha. Where does it ever say you have to? Where does it say you have to be over the Hashem B'Simcha? We're in the whole Torah. It's the most unbelievable thing. You get the Tochacha because you weren't over the Hashem B'Simcha. Hashem never in the whole Torah says you have to do a mitzvah B'Simcha. Whoever said you have to do a mitzvah B'Simcha?
That's not the Pshat of the Pasuk, though, no?
What?
That's not the Pshat of the Pasuk, though, no?
Let's say that's shot in the pasuk. Okay.
So the answer is in this week's parsha.
What?
So So we can find the answer in this.
That's the point of this whole question, right?
I was thinking, yeah.
But you have to find it.
Didn't he tell us lots of times not to complain?
What?
Didn't Hashem say a lot of times to stop complaining?
Then
we'd
be happy.
Yeah.
But nobody says happy with Simcha. The big difference. I asked you your third question now, just off the bat, fast. It says there was never such a thing as Ir Nedachas. It was never possible. Why was it never possible? Because the Gemara says, and it's this week's Parsha also, you can't burn Hashem's name, you can't tear up Hashem's name. You can't be Mocha Hashem's name. So it says you have to burn down the houses. But if there's a mezuzah, you can't burn down the houses. Because you can't burn the mezuzah. And the Gemara says if you can't burn everything, then you do nothing. There's no such thing in the house. You can't do it fully, you do nothing. Therefore, the Gemara says, if one house in the whole city, one room has a mezuzah, there's no such thing as Ir Nedachas anymore. Therefore, the Gemara says, there's no such thing as Ir Nedachas. There never was and never will be. Because somebody in every Ir Nedachas has a mezuzah. You know? Everyone has a mezuzah. I go into all these not from stores in Flatbush, and they all have mezuzahs. You know, it's a good luck charm. I went to this black lady's house. I had to go, and there's a mezuzah on the door, and I asked, what is this? She says, good luck charm. I wonder if there's anything in it. I don't know. But anyway, you know, so that's what the Gemara says, that you can't burn it down because you can't burn Hashem's name. And that is a very, very hard question, too. Because we have a halacha, Esa Docha Lotase. A mitzvah, Esa is Docha, a mitzvah Lotase. Therefore, if Hashem says burn it, then the mitzvah takes care of the Lotase. So Hashem says burn it, I'm allowed to burn it. So why do we say it? You don't burn it because you can't burn it, but you could burn it. Because Esa Docha Lotase. What? I don't know the answers now.
I don't have
an answer. Because I see where you're going and you might make money off of that. Don't waste it now. What?
Is this more like that?
Yeah.
20.
Oh, he's a businessman. Okay. Anyway, let's do just a Musa Parsha. Elul's coming up. And, you know, Elul's coming up Shabbos?
Friday night.
Friday night, that's Shabbos. Yes. When I was in Shul this Shabbos, and they said they bench Rosh Chodesh, and they said Rosh Chodesh Elul. And I mentioned some people. I looked around, and nobody fainted. And Niskat Nadarish, you hear these stories about the old days when they bench Rosh Chodesh Elul, people in the show fainted. No one fainted. Okay, it's you know what the problem is in America. Elul is September, football season. In Israel, Elul used to be Elul. When I learned in Israel, Elul was Elul. In America, Elul is football season. You know, there's no Elul. But we have to try to make an Elul. We have to try to make an Elul. For Sephardim, Elul is Elul, because Sunday morning, you're going to have to wake up early. You have a minion here. I mean, Monday morning, you have to wake up early and do Slichot. You don't do Slichot the second day of Rosh Chodesh?
Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday also.
Yeah, so.
So we don't do on Rosh Chodesh.
You don't do
on
Rosh Chodesh. So you start Monday?
Yeah.
Monday morning, yes. Wake up early. You have it's great. I love to lay in bed and watch you guys go. Okay, anyway.
I mean, they might be 9 days.
What?
They don't do 9 days,
but they have Mitzvahs. Okay, they have rice and pesach. Okay. So. Anyway, we got to talk about El a little bit. And that's the first pasuk in this parsha. Re'a nochi nosu l'fnechem ayom bracha kala. Look, I'm giving you today bracha kala. What's this about? This is about har grizin and har evil. This is about when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have har grizin and har evil. Where's har grizin and har evil? Where are they? You know? Has anyone here ever been on har grizin? What's the top of har grizin now?
Isn't there's a cult there now?
Right.
Shomronim,
right? Yeah.
The
cult there now.
What?
Yeah. What?
What?
There's a cult in Shomronim. They believe that the Beis Hamikdash was built there on Har Grizin.
Right?
Yes, it's they're not Jews, they're Shomronim. It's right near Shechem.
They used
to be
Jews?
A long, long time ago. Before they intermarried. But they have a kind of gadol up there. They have everything. They can bring Korban Pesach. They do a lot of stuff. What? There's about 250 people there, and then they have a branch in Haifa with about another 250 people. Okay. Anyway, so we agree they're evil. And half the Jews stand on one mountain, half the Shvatim stand on one mountain, half the Jews stood on the other mountain, and the Kohen and Levim stood at the bottom, and they turned to one half of the mountain, and they said the brachos, and everyone said amen. They turned to the other half, and they said the klalos, and everyone said amen. You know, there's so many questions about this. First of all, you know, you want to talk to everybody? Talk to everybody. Why single out half here and half here? Half brachos, half klalos. Put everyone together and tell them brachos and klalos. And the way it was done was very funny. When you want to talk to a crowd, like now, me, I'm higher and you're lower. That's how you get to talk to everybody. You stand up, the speaker is always on top and the listener is on the bottom. For some reason, here was just the opposite. The speakers were on bottom and the listeners on top. That's not the way you do it. You know, what happened over there? There's so many questions about this. And also, Rabbi Sachs said in his Monday, he asked the question, the pasuk itself, the wording of the pasuk's hard. It says, Re'ei Anochi Nosen Lefnechem. Re'ei is Lashon Yachid. Lefnechem is Lashon Rabim. Why is it Lashon Yachid and Lashon Rabim? So he gave his answer. I'll tell you a different answer. But, you know, why Lashon Yachid, Lashon Rabim? Also, when's this going to happen? When is this going to happen? This Hagriz Marevo. When they go to Israel. Where are they now? In the Midbar. So what's Pshat Re'ei? Not Re'ei. Not seeing anything now. They will see. But Re'ei? It's going to happen later. Why is it? Why is it? There's so many questions on this pasuk. All these questions. It's a very hard pasuk. When you have all these questions, all the Bai Musar like to give Musar on the pasuk. And Ramaisa, what the Bai Musar say has to do with Elo on this pasuk. As the Rama brings down, it's Gemara. La'olam, the Gemara says, forever you have to see yourself as a Beinoni, half and half. You always have to see yourself as half and half. La'olam yira atzma chatzi chatzi. The Rambam goes on that not only do you have to see yourself as chatzi chatzi, and what do you have to see yourself as chatzi chatzi? It means whatever aveira you're going to do now, tip the scale. If you do an aveira, you always have to think of yourself as chatzi chatzi. If you do an aveira, you tip the scale. I don't want to do that. That's what you always have to think about yourself. Right now, I'm a beinoni. I'm half-half. If I do a aveira right now, I'm going to tip the scale. I'm going to do a mitzvah right now, I'm going to tip the scale. You have to be half-half. Ram goes on, and you have to look at yourself as your city is half-half. And if you do an aveira, you're going to tip the city. And the city got wiped out. And then you have to think of yourself, the whole world is half-half. The whole world is chatzi mitzvah aveira. And now you are going to tip the whole world scale. That's how you have to look at yourself. It's a scary thought. But that's how you have to look at yourself. You're going to tip the scale. You know what that's called? What is that thought called, really, in Jewish thought? Arvus. That's what Arvus is. What's our Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, two different Lashonos. But it means, I'm an Arev. Whatever I do, happens to you. Whatever you do, happens to me. We're connected at the hip. All of Klai Yisrael. One person could cause the whole Klai Yisrael to go. Therefore, everyone is a Raven Zelaza. I want to see that you do a mitzvah. Therefore, I can make kiddush for you. I have to see that you make kiddush, so you tip the scale. That's what Arvus is. That's what Arvus is. And what's going to happen? You'll do one thing, it'll be a kola. You do the other thing, it'll be a bracha. And that's the point of putting half of Klai Yisrael on one mountain, half of Klai Yisrael on another mountain. Half of Klai Yisrael on one mountain, half of Klai Yisrael on a mountain. That's the whole idea. That you always see yourselves as half-half. half kol and half bracha. That's the way Klal Yisrael is. That's the way you have to look at Klal Yisrael. Half kol, half bracha. And it's up to you. And that's what re'e means. Re'e means like the Gemara says, le'olam yir atzmo. Forever you have to look at yourself. It doesn't mean re'e, look at the people standing in the mountain. It says re'e, look at yourself, who you are. You are the one person that's gonna change it from zakai to chayev, zakai to chayev, Russia to tzaddik, bracha l'kola. It's all up to you. And that's why it says yachid and rabim. Re'e, you have to look at yourself, what you're doing. Why? Because you are gonna save the rabim, or you are gonna or ruin the rabim. It's all up to you. That's the re'e. You know, and it's always like that. It's yeshiva too. Some yeshivas are good yeshivas. Some yeshivas are yeah. Some yeshivas are bad yeshivas. You know, that's yeshivas. You know, and some guys come to me and say, "Oh, Rabbi, I don't like the yeshiva. The yeshiva is not, you know, this is not that." The yeshiva is half and half. Also, it's up to you. You will make it what it is. It's up to you. Every one of you guys have to think about yourselves. You have to look at the yeshiva. Hey, yeshiva is half and half. And you are the one that are going to do it. Your learning is going to change it. Your coming to davening is going to change it. You're going to make yeshiva. I have a whole shmooze before Rosh Hashanah, but Hashem looks at the klal. You are judged according to what the klal is. What is the klal? Most of the guys are a certain way. You are tipping the scale. Most of the people, Hashem looks at the yeshiva and judges us according to yeshiva. And how does Hashem look at this yeshiva? Every one of you could be the one that tips the scale, or are the one that tips the scale. You have to look at it as half-half. That's what this whole thing is about. And according to Rambam, that's what Elul and Rosh Hashanah are about. Because, you know, you have to, everything you do now during the Elul, you have to think, hey, I'm going to be judged in another month. There's going to be a scale there. I'm half and half. I'm a Beinoni. If you wouldn't be a Beinoni, there would be no Slichas. There would be no Aseres Mechuvah. There would be nothing if you're a Beinoni. If you're good, when are you judged?
Rosh Hashanah.
If you're bad, when are you judged? Rosh Hashanah. So what do we have Aseres Mechuvah for?
Yeah.
We're judging Rosh Hashanah because we're Beinonis. You have to look at yourselves as I'm half and half. That's what Aseres Mechuvah is all about. So it's not just a good idea, half and half. We have something called Aseres Mechuvah. Aseres Mechuvah is only for half and halves. That's all it's for. So if you think you're a tzaddik, no slichus Aseres Mechuvah. Right? Don't think like that. Not good to think like that. Okay, that's one thing about the parasha. It's an unbelievable thing in the parasha. It's very important for me to say it today. The pasuk says, unbelievable pasuk. Vayeki yivracha Hashem alkecha l'aretz asher tabba shama gelushta. Hashem brings you into Eretz Yisrael. Nesata sebracha agrizim agol ha'evo. Nope, that's not the pasuk I want. It's probably the next one. Kiyakris Hashem alkecha es agayim ashat ba shama gereshes v'esam mipanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you wipe out everybody in Eretz Yisrael. You've just killed every guy in Eretz Yisrael, which you're supposed to do. Yirashd Isam, and you inherited them. Yishaf them Artsam, and you live in Eretz Yisrael. Hishamacha, watch out. Penti nakash achreim, maybe you'll fall inside after them. Achrei shmidam shamdam uvnacha, after you wipe them out. Pendidrish loheim, oh, you might think about their avodah zarah. Leimer, echi yavda gaim eilas alheim, esakim ganani, maybe I should do the same thing. Unbelievable two psukim. You read, yeah, it's usher for me to say it doesn't make sense. That's the worst thing I could say. But you read this in Nishtaimim, what is going on here? You go and take the Shira Hashem, put you in the Shira Hashem, says, wipe out all the Goyim, they're all over there, Vizara, wipe out the Goyim. And you went out, and Hashem helped you, and Hashem, and you wiped out all the Goyim there at the Shira. Next pasuk, after you wipe them out, watch out, because you might do Avodah Zarah. Hey, he just wiped them out. He just wiped out everyone who didn't have Avodah Zarah. What's shot in the pasuk here? But the Baal Musar say there's a very important lesson to be learned. All you guys came from Eretz Yisrael. I mean, most of you came from Eretz Yisrael. You came on this high from Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, I'm going to be good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. And I came here, and I don't like all these guys who are not doing it. But if you become a little, if you deal with people, you become a little friendly. There's hashpa. You could be the highest level in the world. Everything is mashpia on you. Everything mashpia. You wiped out all the goyim. If you're worried about the religion, it might be mashpia on you. And you might do it, even though you wiped them out. You're great. You're stark. I hate the word stark, but you're stark. Having bad friends, having bad roommates, having bad chavrusa, bad hashpa, don't think it's not going to have to be hashpa. You will have hashpa. Therefore, you were put in rooms. We didn't know you when we put you in a room with roommates. If you feel there's a bad hashpa in your room, in your apartment, tell us, Rebbe, I have to change. This is bad hashpa. It's not Lashon Hara. It's not Lashon Hara. Learn the whole Chafetz Chaim. This is not Lashon Hara. You don't have to tell my roommate does this and this. You just tell me, Rebbe, it's not a room for me. Don't ever think things are not mashpi on you. Oh, it's not going to bother me. Yes, it will bother me. If you have a chavrusa, you came here to learn. You have a chavrusa's bottling, or it comes in at 10 o'clock or something like this. Say, hey, Rebbe, it's not for me. It's hashpa on me. I'm going to stop learning. I'm going to start bottling. You know, everything has hashpa on you. That's what you wrote in the pasuk. It's an unbelievable thing. You wiped out all the goyim. But there were goyim there. And they left their books, and they left their all their things, their philosophy books. You might read it. Hey, maybe. Might be mashpia on you a little bit. Even your tzaddik, mashpia on you a little bit. Everyone, when you're a teenager, when you're a young adult, you always think, hey, it's not going to be mashpia on you. It is. I always tell the story when I went to Tells High School. It was, in those days, it was like a reform school for kids who, you know, who were in trouble. And I went to Tells, and I came back from Tells, and I lived in Borough Park, a quiet street in Borough Park. And one day, you know, you hear these motorcycles coming down the street, and they stop in front of my house. My father looks out the window. He says, "Ay vey, a motorcycle gang stopped in front of our house." They come, and they knock on the door. And they say, "My name is Yuri." And they say, "Is Yuri home?" My father says, "No." I said, "Yeah. Hey, it's my friends." He said, "Your friends?" I said, "Yeah." You know the real motorcycle gang, what they're called, the big one?
Hells Angels.
Hells Angels. They had black leather jackets, Tells Angels. These are my friends from Tells. And my father said, and I said, "Okay, I'll see you, Pa." And he said, "Don't go. You're a good kid. They're going to be your friend." I said, "Listen, I'm a good kid. Nothing's going to be much me on me." I said goodbye, and I went on in the back of one of the motorcycles. It was mashpia on me, okay? You know, don't ever think it's not mashpia on you. If you don't have good roommates, good chavrusa, good friends, tell me about it. It's really important. Have a good Shabbos.